Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, today I'm joined by Raj Patel, who's head of R&D development at Ocio Pharma. How are you today, Raj?
Good, hi, good morning, how are you? I'm so excited to speak to you on America's Independence Day.
Right, yes, I've chosen a fantastic day to drag you out of the laboratory.
Yes.
This interview is basically focused at retail investors. Yours is a small cap company listed on the UK market. Can you give us an overview of what Ocio does without hopefully blinding us with science?
Yeah, definitely. No, I don't want to blind you with science, but definitely you use the one word blinding, and that's what I think. We Ocio, we are focused on two major unmet medical need, Zach. One is in a dry eye area, and another is a chronic pain, and I'll go one at a time. So dry eye is actually leads to blinding disease if you do not treat it. So it's one of the major cause of the visit to doctors in the ophthalmology, and it's a very common, almost like 80 to 90 million people worldwide suffering. And I think the dry eye population is going to go up because we use every day digital screen like smartphones, use of contact lens in Asia. So there's a number of reasons, and plus the women suffer a lot. In fact, some of the studies shown older population like 50 plus have more than 30 to 40% incidence of dry eye. So with that, say that, then what is the current treatment for the dry eye? There are only two drugs on the market for the dry eye, which is a $5 billion U.S. market just in U.S. alone, because it's, I think it's more common in U.S. Because it's not diagnosed as well in other countries. But there are only two drugs. One is Allergan's Restasis, and then the just that has been there for last almost like 8-9 years or more than that. And the Xiidra, Shire's drug, which is Novartis just acquired that, is Xiidra. That's the only two drugs. And unfortunately, both of those drugs do not work adequately.
And interestingly, actually, Allergan has just been taken over as well. So,
It's like, in fact, Allergan was our rivals when I was at Alcon. But again, the reason is I'm saying the Allergan tried to protect the IP of that drug through some games, but that didn't work. But anyway, the reason I'm saying the problem, there's a huge problem for the dry eye, but there's also no solutions, only two drugs, and they don't work. So that's what we thought, okay, this is a great opportunity to get into that. Now, what you just, I don't want to come in as this me too target or me too drug. So we are trying to go to the root cause of dry eye, which is the inflammation. And we have a proprietary molecule licensed through the Boston Tufts University, which attacks inflammation, which is the main cause of dry eye. And that molecule is the targets. Now I'm going to just use one jargon scientific word, and I will not use after that. It's called G-protein coupled receptor. And why I would like to use the G-protein coupled receptor, because that's the GPCR short form, is the target for many, many biological processes. In fact, if you look at the modern drug market, more than 50% drugs are target GPCR, and top 25% drug of 200 also GPCR. So our molecule target this particular protein, which is involved in the inflammation. That's why we're more excited. And I have shown using animal model, it works. It works, and it is also very safe with no side effect. So that's our preclinical data on this molecule. The molecule, that's why we're excited. And our goal is to collect the IND enabling data and submit the IND submission. That's the dry eye area which we're working on.
And just, I've heard that there's obviously an opioid scandal going on around the world.
Oh, yeah.
How do you fit into that?
Okay, so after they finish the dry eye portfolio, my second portfolio is the opioid, non-opioid analysis. Okay, as you know, opioid is a big crisis worldwide, right? In fact, in the U.S. alone, there are like almost 130 people die every single day because of the opioid misuse or overdose. And I know why this is happening is like because opioid medication are known for habit forming. That means they're addictive. And like the OxyContin, you can take the drugs, which is, say, the once you're addicted, so you want to use it, and that's the reason, like, misuse is happening and people are dying every single, it's a huge problem, more than 100 billion plus for the US economy alone, and people suffer from chronic pain, like more than 20% all over the world. So now you can come up either the over-the-counter medication like Tylenol, Advil, or opioid medication. So there is no third alternative. So in that respect, I have we have identified OQO molecule, which is again involved in the pain pathway, again, but not using as an opioid pathway, but the GPCR, which I had just mentioned you earlier, the GPCR target pathway. So if this is in a compound which reduces the pain, acts on the pain pathway, but not through opioid pathway. That's why we call it a non-opioid, and it's not going to be a habit forming. That's the biggest breakthrough you can think of any medication on the market, which we need, is that does not have a habit forming. And we also have shown, using again animal models, that this molecule reduces the pain as well as inflammation. So I'm thinking not only using for a chronic pain, for the even ocular pain is also major criteria for the dry eye, and also the pain cancer patient suffering from chemo pain. So there's a huge potential for this molecule being a non-opioid drug.
So people looking at your company can focus on the dry eye, which is a simple thing to understand. Everybody is familiar with that.
I won't say simple thing to understand. It is a multifactorial. But 10 years ago, which you would have asked me, and I was still working in ophthalmology, and say, Raj, what is the dry eye cause? A lot of people didn't know that time. We know well now the inflammation is the cause. So that's what 20 plus years research has shown us. So we can always target. So yeah, it's not that simple, but at least we know what to target.
Right, and so you've got that market, and then you've got the breakthrough in the non-opioid market as well. Is that right?
Yeah, and those are the two major right now. And later on, we can expand into different market, like in glaucoma, macular degeneration, whatever. But these are the two current market, and because two unmet medical needs, and then the no medication available, which is taking care of the in case of non-opioid, in the dry eye, the one only two available does not work very well in severe dry eye patient. So this is both of them very, very potential for OQO. It is such a small we just established last year.
Right. Finally,
July. This is the first anniversary of our company.
Right. Just finally, revealed your final results this week. What do you see ahead for the rest of 2019 at OQO?
You said this week, which results you said? I'm sorry.
Your final results. The company's final results came out this week, but what do you...
You mean financial results?
That's right, yes.
When I say final result, okay, yes, we released it on July 1st, yes.
Right, so just for the rest of the year, what can we look forward to? Are there any milestones that we're looking at?
So in the next few years, we would like to get this the GMP manufacturing of the molecule and then the formulation, all the IND enabling. So there are a bunch of lists. We go one by one at a time. But major goal is to complete all the IND enabling, not end of this year, but sometime maybe early next year or second half of them. So our goal is to submit IND by 2020, end of the 2020.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Raj Patel, Head of R&D Research at R&D at OQO Pharma, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.